This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This week, there were a couple of stories out of Lansing that indicated the Republican-led legislature wants to restrict what local governments can do. Here to talk about that are our political commentators for this week, Ken Sikkimus, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican Majority Leader in the Michigan State Senate, and T.J. Buchholz, the President of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm in Lansing. So this first story, guys, is about state legislators looking at banning local governments from using zoning laws to stop these short-term rentals at home, such as Airbnb. Local officials don't like this idea of a ban at all. They say this turns into problems for neighbors. Others say local government should not be able to stop you from renting out a couple of rooms in your house. Ken, should this be up to local officials or controlled by on high by state officials?
Well, this is another example where I think politicians are sort of guilty of saying, I'm for local control, except when I'm against local control. And I think Republicans historically have been probably particularly guilty of this. You know, the issue here is, as they would frame it, a property right issue. And then on the other side, which is local government and other interests like hotel and restaurants, that it's, well, it's the ability of local government to, you know, determine the character of a given neighborhood, and we use zoning to do that. And, you know, it's quite controversial. I don't think they've resolved it yet. There'll probably be some compromise in the works at some point. But it is kind of the general theme that I see is, once again, you know, I'm kind of for local control except when I'm against it.
TJ, zoning laws make sure that uses are appropriate for a particular area. Should local officials be restricted by the state?
You know, I think this is a very interesting issue in that, you know, when we look at the challenges of the rentals, when you buy a home, let's say on Lake Michigan, you expect to have some quiet, you expect to have a certain lifestyle. But then when the home right next door to you turns into a hotel, it is problematic. And you know, certainly the zoning sometimes doesn't have the sort of same wherewithal that it normally would. Again, you know, you have here in Lansing, you do have, you know, a lot of, you know, local government organizations coming out, you know, unhappy with this issue. You know, and we've done some work as a company, you know, on this issue purposely, because at the end of the day, you have, you know, residents who bought a home for one reason, and then next door there's an actual hotel, and that wasn't in certainly the spirit of the zoning law. So I do think there is going to be a compromise here, but again, it's a slippery slope. How much control should local government have? You know, this is an issue that projects beyond short-term rental. It talks about, you know, how zoning works across Michigan.
The other story is about whether Michigan communities which don't fully cooperate with federal immigration officers should see their jail funds cut by the state. Ken, what are the considerations if the state penalizes so-called sanctuary cities by withholding money for jails? I mean, you've got that situation in your county. It might be affected by this.
Well, here's a case where I think politicians at both the local and the state level just kind of can't resist the temptation to get involved in the issue of immigration, which is largely a federal matter. Republicans actually, although they might appear sort of united on this, are kind of motivated by two really different impulses. You know, one is, you know, some Republicans see sanctuary cities as a direct attack on Trump, but there are others that, you know, are kind of motivated more by the sense that, look, if this is federal law and federal law being enforced, whether you like it or not, you ought to cooperate with it. And so you shouldn't, you know, locals shouldn't be allowed to have or set up these so-called sanctuary cities. So, you know, the issue here is state government, or in this case, Senate Appropriations Committee and the Republican Senate, trying to put leverage on local governments by saying, if you're a sanctuary city, we're not going to give you, you know, some of these reimbursements for housing felons in county jails. But I do think the policy is sort of, you know, you're cutting your nose off to spite your face, because if you do that, it's going to cost state taxpayers more by putting them in state prisons.
Right, and that's what the Department of Corrections has been saying. TJ, what do you make of these penalties against municipalities that don't fully cooperate with immigration officers?
Well, I think the majority here, you know, in Lansing is trying to politicize an issue that shouldn't necessarily be politicized. you know, I think that there's a lot of distrust, you know, of the federal government, you know, in the, with ICE and with the work that it does. And I think we've seen, you know, when Kent County is an example, you know, I think a county who in the past has cooperated with ICE officials, but, you know, putting, making those individuals have a real challenge with the local law enforcement. It's a real problem. And again, I think at the end of the day, I think requires cooperation between the federal government and local government, and state government just can't seem to help itself on this issue. I think for more political reasons than actual policy ones, for sure.
Well, let's talk about this larger issue that Ken was alluding to. You know, the Republican ethos of keeping big government out of people's lives, keeping decisions at the local level. Why does it seem that we have this trend of going in the opposite direction, Ken?
Well, it's not unique to the, you know, sort of the modern era. I mean, this has happened, I think, historically where, you know, and I'll speak on sort of for on the Republican side is, you know, we like to preach the notion of local control and push government down to its lowest level, federal, state, local. But then issues arise where you kind of don't like what the locals do, whether it's establishing a minimum wage or, you know, in this case, you know, zoning out short-term rentals, and there's myriad other examples.
Yeah, ban on plastic bags, all that kind
of
stuff.
Well, it's just, you know, it's inconsistent from a, I guess, a political kind of philosophy standpoint. But a famous philosopher once said that consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. So this isn't unique to the modern era.
TJ, what do you think of this sort of incongruency?
Well, certainly, I think everyone wants local government to have local control. And again, I think when we look at residents, most of the governance that impacts them directly, you know, their local roads, their trash pickup, their police and fire services happens at a local level. But there are certain things that the state and federal government want some control over, that want some say in terms of how we operate as a society. And I think, as Ken said, this is not a new thing. This is always a space on the spectrum, which is where do we need to be to affect positive change? And, you know, I just would prefer not to see these kinds of issues politicized and focus more on how do we positively impact taxpayers. I think that's the bottom line at local government. How do we work positively in the best interest of residents without being political?
In this era of partisan divide, I'm not sure how you ever get to that point for now. TJ Bocholtz is president of Vanguard Public Affairs. Ken Sikkema is with Public Sector Consultants, a former Republican majority leader in the Michigan State Senate. Thanks to both of you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Lester.
You too. Thank you, Lester.